into watermarks, as you know, we've been watching how watermark scripture all through the week. We've been going through watermark in creation, and I'll say this once more because I think it's so crucial to what we've done, that water marks these two extremes always in scripture. It's dangerous, it's chaotic, it threatens death, and it's life-giving and feeds us. And those two, all the texts we've looked at play with that tension or go to one or the other. And so we've been having such a good time going through texts, and I've been enjoying David so much and all of this rap. And I thought that it would be really fun. And I knew that today I wanted to do all this stuff. Watermarks Jesus' life. There's 10 billion texts that you could do for this. I mean, they're all over. So I thought, how can we do this and still, you know, honor these texts? You all have copies of it, and I'll explain that in a little bit. But first thing we're going to do is pray, and I'm at the first challenge.
Do you want your feet, or do you want to?
Yeah, I want the feet. All right.
Let's see here.
Get your cameras out.
Lord, open our ears that we might hear your word. Lord, open our minds and help us to rhyme that we might find our words. Lord, open our mouths in glory that we might sing your story. Lord, open our hearts, make us watermarked. Let us talk the talk and walk the walk. Amen. So I'm here to say, if this old lady can do it, so can you.
You need to work
on your dancing. Yeah, my dance moves went, hey.
One thing at a time. But,
and I didn't pick up my pants.
Oh, yeah.
Tell the body language.
All right, well, Diane gave me a few texts for us to work with. Have you handed those out?
Did you pick them up?
So one thing about hip-hop, there's just a few things that I think is helpful. Sonia asked me, what's the hermeneutical lens of hip-hop? That's a great question. I never quite thought of it quite in those terms. But just a few things, I think, about hip-hop. You know, one thing, there's always some kind of struggle involved. There's always some kind of conflict or just confrontation. So I'll just do. And it's also always about context. It's always about where you come from, telling your story. Some of you were in the hip hop workshop. They trace the lineage of hip hop all the way back to the West African griots, the storytellers that would tell stories over drums and to the rhythm of the drums. And so that's really what it's about, is telling your story to the rhythm and finding that rhythm that you have. So I'll just do a quick little ditty. I also have a little, what's called a hook. Hip hop usually has some kind of a hook that brings things together. So the hook is what hooks you to the song, the chorus, I'll do the hook for you. So this it's always call and response, or not always, but the time. So I'll say, whose story is it? You say, this is my story. Whose story is it?
This is my story.
And I say, whose story is it? You say,
this is my story.
Whose story is it?
This is my story.
And I say, whose story is it? And you say, this is God's story. Whose story is it?
This is God's story.
It's the gospel according to, and then I have blank. So you're going to fill in that with your name or your group name or whatever. Because this is us telling God's story. Oh!
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
We can provide our own.
Exactly. So let's check. So my, our, and God's, and then gospel according to whatever your name is. Okay, here we go. Whose story is it?
This is my story.
Whose story is it?
This is our story.
Whose story is it?
This is God's story.
It's the gospel according to God. And then you say, hey,
hey.
It's the gospel according to Dave.
Hey.
It's the gospel according to Diane.
Hey!
Alright, cool. Alright, so that'll be the hook. And then we'll bring in the verses. And the verses will tell different stories. We're going to assign. We have approximately, I don't know how many people in here. We're going to try to split you up in groups of, what did we say?
Three or four. If it works out, we'll do, yeah.
So, and then we have 10 texts that we're working with. And what I'm imagining is that You may just only have one couplet, you know. I mean, depending on how long it takes you to just write that one couplet. Hip-hop, a lot of times we do it in fours, okay? So it's like, everything is almost in fours. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 2, 3, 4. You see where I'm going with that? We lost the beat, but we'll just clap, so. Jesus came to John at the Jordan from that place called Galilee. John said, I should do the one to baptize you, and yet you're asking me to pour that water down. May it be so now. This is how we do it to fulfill what is real. So Jesus came up out the water, heavens ripped above. The spirit, like a little bird, was flying like a dove. A voice started speaking through the mountains and the trees, saying, this is my beloved seed with whom I'm well pleased. Whose story is it?
This is my story.
That would be kind of like what you all would do. But even just writing one couplet, a lot of times in hip-hop too, you go back and forth. You might have 8 people on one song sharing stuff. So it's not uncommon to have, you know, 4 or 5 cameos. So that's what we'll be doing in the song. So we're just gonna give it a try. Who has like a sense of rhythm? And a remote idea of like any of the ethos of hip hop, okay, here's what's behind my question. Who could help me as a floater to kind of help guide people? Emma, you think you could? Emma's a rapper. She's rapped in front of 2 million people in Paris. So that's a whole other story. But anybody else that really feels confident to be a floater? Okay. So Emma, maybe you and I could float and help people. Another thing to think about is there is also spoken word, which spoken word doesn't necessarily always have as much of a meter to it. I mean, it has a meter, but it's much more free form. So if you that could be another option for you if you're like, I just can't stay on the rhythm. Well, then just retell the story in your own language, and you know, if it rhymes, that would be wonderful. If you can't get it to rhyme, that's okay.
We're not giving grades.
So let's.
And the fourth beat is a clap.
Well, just that's the way I teach it to kids. So you know,
1, 2, 3.
And usually that's the one that rhymes, but not. I mean, hip hop has gotten it a lot more advanced.
So there's a word.
Yeah,
to clap.
Yeah. Okay, so like, you know, the original raps was, I'm the king of rock. There is none higher. Sucker MCs should call me Slayer. So it's that's kind of the original. But now you have so much internal rhyme in hip hop that it's gotten a lot more complex than that. But when I work with kids, what I do is I'll just say, I say the word and the word is tree. Then it's their turn and they say, I say the word and the word is something that rhymes with tree. Free. I say the word and the word is tree. I say the word and the word is
free.
I say the word and the word is
see.
So, you know, so Jesus came to John at the Jordan from that place called Galilee. John said, I should be the one of them, and you asking me to pour that water down. Let it be so now. This is how we do it to fulfill what is real. So it's mostly in fours. But I don't want to limit you. I don't want you to have to think about all that stuff. I guess what I would rather have you think about is, you know, how do you just appropriate this story and own it in your own life? And that's what I try to do with hip hop. That may not be your normal expression, but you know, how do you I guess for me, when I'm writing raps, when I open up the Bible, I try to, you know, I try to just say, how does it speak to me in my own context? How can I make this work in my own language? So that's what we're asking you to do. All right?
Yeah, and
you guys willing to try it?
Here's what I'm going to suggest. You can be with just everybody you know already, and I, you know, again, not terrible, but I'd rather see you, if you don't mind, sort of split up into different groups and be with. And we'll have a beat, which we'll have going. Here's what I've done. I have two pages for each group, but it's the same, just so there's two people in a group that has it. They're all the text, but we're not going to do Jesus is baptized by John, because you'd have been intimidated by what. So, nine groups we're going to divide into, and I'll hand them out. On the front is the passage that's on the whole thing, your rendition, a space. At the bottom of I have a place for your names and emails if you want, because I want to collect them at the end, and I'll send them to everybody. All right? On the back is, I told you I wrote this devotion called Watermarks, right? The Lenten devotion. These texts are all taken from the last week and a half from that book. I put a section of that devotion in the back so that if you want to read the text and if you want to read something just to get you into some of the issues, you're welcome to that. You can also ignore the back of the page. I'm not offended. That's just if you want to do that. And we'll give you about 20 minutes to be in groups, and then we're going to each have about 2-3 minutes to perform for all of us. All right?
And are we assigning the text? Or
I'm thinking I'm just going to, assign. I'm just going to get yourself in a group. Let's try. All right. Group, there's group one, group two, group three. Let's do nine groups around here.
Can we number off?
Good idea. We're going to number off. Oh, somebody's so smart.
And you know where to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did you in.
You did me in. I'm thinking, this is my anxiety.
Too high. Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
We could just women. We're good. We're good.
You don't want to be counted off? All right. All right. Start.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
No, 9. Yeah, that's good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1.
Is everybody assigned?
Yeah.
Okay, just come to me and tell me.
If you want to break the rules, if you absolutely say, oh gosh, I can't even go there. And I mean, if you want to do it in another genre, can we give them that option? I mean,
sure.
If they want to do a Peter, Paul, and Mary song instead. We don't want to intimidate you. That's not the idea.
All right, what group are you? 1. All right, good.
So, 9. So,
9. 4.
4.
6.
7. All right.
I don't want to intimidate people, but these guys have dance moves that go along.
Okay, I know it's not a finished product, but we want to see everybody, so gather round.
So we have let's
get a beat together.
All right. You know,
disobedient.
I know.
Nice and slow, Dave.
Okay, so if you guys want to do the chorus in between, we don't have to do it every time in between, but a couple times it's nice blue. So Whose story is it?
This is my story.
So whose story is it?
This is my story.
Whose story is it?
This is our story.
So this is our story. Whose story is it?
This is God's story.
And then we'll do, it's the gospel according to something. Hey! All right? So you got that? We'll try.
And then
whose story is it?
This is my story.
Whose story is it?
This is our story.
Whose story is it?
This is God's story.
It's the gospel according to Dave. Hey! All right? That'd be our little motions that we do, our little dance. Okay, so who's going first?
One.
One.
One is going first. Oh, no, one is already gone. Two is going first.
One's already gone.
That's because he did. But group one has text him. Just bear with me.
You want me to count it up? You want the music louder or shorter? You want the music louder or softer?
Just a little louder so you get the
story. 22.
A wins.
Wait a second.
Windstorm rose on the sea, and they went and woke him up, saying, Lord, save me. Lord, save me. Perishing are we. Why are you afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the waves. Rebuked the waves. They were amazed. They even the seas and the waves obey. They were amazed. They were amazed.
This is my
my story.
Whose story is it?
This is our story.
Whose story is it?
This is God's story.
It's the gospel according to
John.
Taking on the job always done by a slave, Jesus poured the water through which we will be saved.
After their feet he washed, then he said to all, "What have I done to you, leading you vulnerable?"
Jesus then took a seat and began to wash our dirty feet.
Oh my Lord, we haven't got a clue, so wash our feet. And that is what we'll do.
Okay.
This is my story.
Whose story is it?
This is our story.
Whose story is it?
This is God's story.
It's the gospel according to
the water and the blood.
Tree, yet your spirit had gone free. Your breath had gone, you were hanging on your head. Soldiers had no need of busting your legs. They pierced you on the side, your death they could not hide. The blood and the water flowed out for the masses. Now we see the world through rose-colored glasses.
Which one?
Didn't you?
Oh, Emma had one.
Why is it
intimidating?
I tried.
Okay, let's do Emma and then we'll go to Emma.
All right, I took a different text just so I wouldn't be doing the same one. So this is the,
Whose story is it? This is my story.
Whose story is it?
This is our story.
Whose story is it?
This is God's story.
It's the gospel according to
Emma. Jesus said to Simon, "Go and put out your nets." Peter said, "These last days I haven't had a single catch." But he put them out anyway. He was truly blessed that day. If we trust in God, we'll be blessed in so many ways. Open your heart and see that God's always near. Just listen to the call and follow without fear.
Whose story is it?
This is my story.
Whose story is it?
This is our story.
Whose story is it?
This is God's story.
It's
the gospel according to
everyone. And last but certainly not least, our group one who is doing passage 10.
Oh, sorry.
Whose story is it? This is my story. Whose story is it? This is our story. Whose story is it? This is God's story. It's the gospel according to
Revelation.
The angel showed the river, the water of life, bright crystal flowing for the healing of our strife. Throne of God and the Lamb through the middle of the street. We're considering all this from Holden's Ark, a place to meet. Standing firm beside the Ark is the tree of life with fruit for the healing of all nations and revealing of all truth. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come!" And let everyone who hears say, "Come!" Let everyone who's thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes come. Take the water as a gift and come.
Sense of being marked by water, and if anybody wants to share any of that, it would be wonderful. And if you don't, it's okay too. Water! have something they want to share? Yeah.
Well, I always like sort of, thinking about, or it's always an interesting exercise to take a passage and sort of, like, weed through it to see where the essential is. Because that's, when you write a song or a rap, that's kind of, you can't really cover everything necessarily because you have a certain, you've got time constraints and rhythmic constraints. And so I think this is a cool exercise to really sort of get down to the heart of what the passage is saying.
Wonderful.
I'm struck by just the sort of creativity that's just everywhere. Even those of us that have never done this before, I said, just because I'm Dave's dad doesn't mean I know anything about this.
Look what came out of this. It's really amazing.
Diane, I'm thinking about the whole week, and I don't think I'll ever take a drink of water or wash my hands, wash water flow the same way again, and I'm really grateful to you.
What struck me listening to everybody, and I didn't actually have the privilege of doing it except for my prayer at the beginning, it's not just the creativity, it's the fun.
Yeah.
One of the things that makes me sad as I go around the church is how scared people are of Scripture. It's not, and something you're scared of can't be life-giving, And so to open this up and have fun and find out, even if you can't do a musical thing, and even if you don't know much, and even if, you feel this is not your usual mode of doing things, the fun that was in the room and the and getting those juices flowing and having to do that and thinking about words, and there is an experience of water flowing over you when that happens. So I'm just so excited.
I was very skeptical. I told her there's no way we're going to get these guys to do this in 15, 20 minutes. I was amazed.
Yeah. What you can do, I even like the fact that the electricity went out. We have our hands to do this.
So when do we record the song in the studio?
I do have some of them. I don't know how well they... I did put them on my iPhone. So I will try... I don't know what kind of... Yeah, you maybe don't want to know. But if you have an opportunity and you want to write that down on that piece of paper, and it's some form that I might be able to read and transpose, and put your emails on, I will be happy to share all these wonderful raps to everyone. So be sure to do that. Oh, you have been wonderful. Anything else somebody wants to add? I can't believe we got finished early. I thought we had
comfort zone. What comfort?
Comfort zone. What comfort zone?
I was just thinking something very mundane. I have a new appreciation for rap. I might understand it if I hear it on the radio.
Yeah. And just that sense. There is this thing, one of the things we talked about with water is how close it is to birth stuff, from the waters of birth. That rhythm is the heartbeat, right? And so you're tapping into both of those things. And so understanding you get that rhythm at some point.
Well, I want to thank you, Diane, for having the courage... bridging, look at all the gaps that are bridged just in the two of you doing this together. I just think that's just
okay.
Take it on the road. On tour.
I was thinking, you said you're skeptical of doing this. I thought, what a wonderful thing to do in a church.
Yeah. You bet.
Usually you think of doing things with the young people.
Yeah.
Hey, if you can get the... I
this is normally an exercise I do with young people, and the stuff that comes out is incredible because, you know, it's their thing. But
hey, we surprised him.
I noticed the breadth of what Lutherans can do. Doing this and getting them to do motions is not common in many Lutheran churches. I come from a varied background, and I think it's really important that we do praise God.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even clapping is a step out from it. Yeah.
I just like to say, in this world that has so much going on, and so much tragedy, and so much death, there's so much need for the hope that's found in our faith and in Jesus Christ. And offering this as a way in this huge generational cross-section that we have in this room as a way to open the word of hope to a people who so desperately need it. If we can take this velocity and this feeling that we have and go back down the mountain with this feeling and with this energy and say, look what we can do. And, you know, not be without fear. Know that we can do it.
That's a good word. Yeah.
I hope that the passion that we felt through hip hop, that it brings to us, translates into a passion for the texts in our tradition that we sing, the texts of all the hymns, that we could read those with the same kind of passion that we read, that we heard hip hop this week. I think that's where hip-hop can teach us to deepen our understanding of a long tradition. It's not, hip-hop is part of a long history of the saints of God.
Wonderful. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.